once again, they have approached this problem of possibility of damage to the shuttle in launch in many different ways. One of the ways we've talked about is they're dealing with it in terms of making sure they find out if it's been damaged on launch, either during launch with cameras or after it's in orbit, inspecting it aggressively. But the next thing you need to do is, of course, can you do repairs if there's a damage? And this mission that they've done, they've done already some tests in orbit of repair technologies. Now, one thing that has to be understood is that until they got back in orbit to do these actual tests, there's no way of knowing if the various technologies they've come up with for doing repairs will work. You have to do those tests in orbit, in weightlessness. So they've gone up, they have in the cargo bay, they've done a spacewalk, they actually did test repairs.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to bring that material back and then expose it to very high heat to see if the repair worked.
Why don't they just glue it and stick it back in if it's sticking out?
Well, now you're talking about the gap fillers.
The gaps.
I'm going to get to the gap fillers, but I want to first preface this by this whole point. They're doing these tests on repairs. Now, if, for example, the shuttle should get damaged on the bottom, that's going to require a spacewalk to do the repair.
It sure is.
Now, they've never done a spacewalk underneath the shuttle before. So, now we have this gap filler issue. They've looked at the situation, and it's close to the margins of safety, too close to margins of safety. They feel they have to deal with it. Well, not only do they want to deal with it for the safety issue, but, gee, it's an opportunity to do the exact kind of spacewalk they're going to have to do
eventually
when they do repairs.
That's right.
So it serves multiple functions. The actual spacewalk itself, they have lots of experience doing spacewalks. This carries with it a little bit of extra new things. They're going to use the robot arms on the space station. Now, that robot arm is interesting because it's like a little inchworm. It grabs with one end, and then the other end can reach out and grab again. And then it can detach with the first end and little walk along the main trusses of the space station. So they're going to walk it along to a position where they can attach Robinson, the astronaut, to the other end of it, and then he can get in underneath the space to the shuttle and do his work. And once he's attached to it, this is pretty routine in a sense. I mean, it's always dangerous and it always involves very sophisticated work, but astronauts have been doing spacewalks now on the shuttle for 25 years.
Yeah, I mean, he's relatively safe, right?
He's experienced. They know how to do this. Once you know how to do something, you've done it a lot. That aspect of it is not a big deal. The area that is kind of innovative, he's going to first try to just simply pull the gap fillers out. The pieces that are sticking out, just grab them with his glove and pull it out. And there are two different pieces of gap filler that are sticking out by an inch or so.
What if he ends up pulling the whole thing out? I mean,
we'll get to that. I was going to get to that. But one of the gap fillers is only held on by almost no glue because it's out so much, and they figure it's only going to be a very slight resistance. It'll come right out.
Yeah.
The other one has a little bit more resistance, but it's not so much that they say a human couldn't pull it out. Now, if he starts to pull and he gets enough resistance that he's concerned about possibly pulling a tile out,
yes,
or pulling damage to the to a tile, they have improvised a hacksaw. Literally. This is what they said, at least Mission Control has announced. They found a serrated edge in the station that's used for a variety of tool work, and it's got a handle, and they've put on the end of it a tamping cushion,
mm-hmm,
so that he can use it to tamp down, and he's got a forceps to hold the gap filler. And so if he can't pull it out easily, what he'll do is he'll take the forceps to hold it in place, and he'll use this little hacksaw to saw it off.
Again, why doesn't he just put this? Do they have any extra glue on board?
Well, you can't really glue it. You got to understand, because they got to protect the cold of space, heat and cold of space, gloves are, you don't have that much dexterity.
Okay, so these are big gloves.
They're big gloves. And in fact, NASA has a prize out now for anyone who can develop a better glove that will give you more dexterity.
Really?
Without cold. You could win several $100,000 from NASA.
Somebody will come up with that idea.
Yeah. So anyway, so the gloves don't give you that much flexibility, and so he has these options. He'll try to pull it out. If that doesn't work, he will try to cut off the edge. Now, let's talk about the risks. There are risks. The risks aren't so much to the astronaut, but the risks are to the shuttle.
I was going
to
say, though, what if he cuts his suit?
Well, he's going to have to be careful. I mean, once again, the Russians especially have lots of experience doing this kind of stuff. The Americans have less experience, but that's absolutely a risk. He's got to be careful. But the suit has many layers. It's very unlikely he's going to do enough damage that it's going to damage the suit. I mean, he might if he's clumsy, he might nick something, but that'll only be an upper layer, and he'll go whoops, and he'll be more careful. I wouldn't be as concerned about that. I'm much more concerned about they are much more concerned about damaging the shuttle. They don't right now. They've pretty much almost completely cleared the shuttle for landing, and they know that in 90% of the circumstances they can figure out
in the condition it's in right now. If they didn't touch it, are they secure in the fact that it would land okay?
No. That's the point.
That's what I thought.
That's the point. We have to be very. I want to be very clear on this because they've been very honest and clear about this. They expect that, except for these two little protruding gap fillers, yes, the shuttle is safe to return. In terms of the two little protruding gap fillers, they think in almost every scenario they look at, the shuttle is safe to return. There are some scenarios, very worst case scenarios that the models come up with, where the safety margin is right on the edge of maybe it's a problem. So it's not deadly, but it's right on the edge. So I want to be very clear on that. They were very clear on this as well. They therefore want to try to increase their margins. So now they're attacking these two gap fillers. Now, once again, safety of the shuttle. He's got to proceed very carefully so he does not further damage the shuttle.